You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Those of you who know me or don't know me, I'm Donna Young, also known as the Medium. So I'm here today in Sydney, not so sunny. It's there's been a lot of storms here. We're on our way to Bowen Mountain and we're doing a retreat on the weekend. So we're very excited. So I'm here with you guys today. I have nothing planned, nothing written down. I'm in my car and we're on our way. So you have to bear with me and I'm just going to kind of free ball it, just go for it. So, okay. So welcome. How I work is I communicate directly with spirit. So I'm actually about to have a documentary come out and it's about life after death. So when I was 16, I had last stages of cancer and I was actually told that I was going to pass. All my family were sent in and the doctors pretty much told me I would pass away that night because I also had a blood clot in the main artery in my brain. And there was no hope whatsoever. I also had last stages of lymphoma. So I've got a reading coming in. So I'll tell you a little bit more about my story after. So we've got Rachel from the US. How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How are you? Where are you from exactly?
Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, there you go. I couldn't pronounce all that. I wasn't quite sure, so I thought I'd ask you. Okay, thank you for following me. How I communicate is I just communicate with spirit. So they'll come through and they'll give me all the information I need to know. So just give me feedback. And we've only got a few minutes, so you can ask for someone in particular or you can ask any questions as well. A lot of the time I just talk a lot. So now I'm straight away, I'm getting something to do with the sun, if that makes sense. And I'm getting also a mother coming through. And she's talking, has there been issues with the son?
I still have my mother and I haven't lost any children.
Yep. So, no, that's okay. I've got a, because what I'm getting is a mother and she's talking about this being from your mum's side of the family. So this is your mum's mum. And she's talking about, has there been issues with, does your mum have a brother?
My mum is adopted. She's a single, she doesn't have any sisters or brothers.
No, that's okay. No, this is a lady who was actually, who looked after her. She's saying that she's a mother that's related to your mum. So someone who raised her or mum looked at as a mother.
It could have been my grandmom that I was raised with. It was her mom. She died when I was
young. Because this is who she's, because she didn't look at her as adopted. She looked at her as her being her own, her child. And was there a brother to do with this? Or do you have a brother?
No. I have a brother.
Do you have a brother? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And has there been issues with the brother?
No. My grandmom died when we were very young. Like, none of us remember her.
Yeah, that's okay. That doesn't matter because she's actually just coming through to give information. So it really doesn't matter if you didn't know them that well. It's they still come through. Does that make sense? And they'll still give the information. And they're talking about it, and she keeps on talking about a son, and I feel like this son is connected with your mum. And she's talking about issues with this son or brother to do with a disconnection with a relationship. Now, with you, there she's talking about where there's a lot of issues around to do with your work at the moment. Does that make sense?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's talking about, because I've asked her, okay, can we get straight on to you? Because we don't have a lot of time. And she's talking about issues to do with your work. And I feel like there's changes with your work and where this is going to be a lot more positive. Have you been feeling like you want to leave?
I was kind of, there's a job that I put in for and I got passed over, but the girl that they hired didn't end up taking the job. So
I was debating
whether to stay or go.
Yeah, okay. Because I actually feel like they're saying stay right now. Stay. Because they're actually talking about, did you apply for this job in-house where you are?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're saying stay. Because there's something that's going to happen and you will end up in the job that you wanted, you actually end up in a better position than what you actually expect. Okay. So just wait because things are still playing out. There's going to be a situation. I don't know if there's the girl who got the job, there's issues with this girl. But I feel like there's going to be issues that aren't related to you, but you end up benefiting from these issues. Does that make sense? So just hang in there and just wait. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any questions?
No, I was just hoping to hear from my fiance who passed, but that's okay.
Okay. Okay. He's talking about, I've got him coming through also, and he was waiting for you to ask for him because he didn't want you to get too upset, if that makes sense. And he's talking about where, did something happen to him, like in the way of an accident?
He committed suicide.
Yeah, because he's talking about, he's apologizing and he's talking about where he didn't mean to do what he did. He's talking about mental health issues and he's saying it's almost like he would have real highs and lows, and where he was kind of, was he a drinker as well? Because I feel like he wasn't really with it.
He was an ex-addict.
Yeah, okay. And did he use the day that this happened or drink? Because I feel like he wasn't with it. Yeah, because he's saying that, he's saying that he was out of it. And he's saying to do with the drugs. And he's talking about, did he OD on the drugs? Because he's talking about the drugs. Yeah. And he's wanting to say sorry. He wants to say sorry. He's talking about he just couldn't take control of himself. He's talking about mental health and he couldn't stop the voices in his head, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like pardon?
Hello?
Sorry, what did you say?
I didn't hear what you said, the last part, I'm sorry.
He's saying he couldn't stop the voices in his head. It's almost like he couldn't control himself. and he just wants to, he wants you to know he was the, you were the love of his life. And he's talking about he just wants to try and get back on track with you, if that makes sense. It's almost, yeah, he was trying, but he just says, I wasn't strong enough. And he wants to say, I'm sorry. And he's talking, he says it was an accident. He didn't plan for this to happen. He didn't think that it was going to kill him. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. But he's around you. You feel him in your, like at bedtime, like you feel him in your room, and he just wants you to know he's there. That is him that's there. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
But stick with his job. Stick with his job. He's he's trying to push all everything positive your way, and he helps with that. So have a good day, love. I hope that helps.
It definitely did. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel. See you later.
All right.
Okay, everyone. See ya. Okay, now what I want to do is talk a little bit more about my at the end of when I was 16. So I had last stages of cancer. I had the blood clot in the main artery in my brain, and everyone was brought in to say goodbye. And I passed away around four times. I think it might have been more, but I spent a lot of time on the other side and in that gray area. But around that time, I learned a lot about the other side. So I come back as a 16-year-old that was very knowledgeable about all of this stuff, and that didn't make sense to me at the time. I had to learn. And when I was actually healed on the other side, and it was just miraculous. Like I was greeted by an angel, two of my past lives and one of my guides, and they all healed me. And I'm still here today. They told me I couldn't have kids, and I had three kids. And it's been quite a journey. I've had cancer two more times since then, but I'm here today. So keep an eye out for my documentary. Have a good day, everyone. Thank you for being so patient with me in the car in the middle of Sydney on my way to the Bowen Mountain. It's been a fun day. It's been a bit random because I've had no script or anything to go off. But have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.